Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/wondery. That's audible.co.uk/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh and waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Good morning, happy Monday to all the zoophiles out there. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. Across the table from me, two very funny, two very kind, and two very wonderful gentlemen from No Need for Apologies here on the network. It's Dave Temple.
What's going on, everybody? How are we doing?
How you doing, bud?
Good. Can we talk about these sweet curls you got going on?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Like nice little baby Zach hair, man.
Yeah, yeah. Letting it grow out a little, seeing what it do.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You look adorable, too.
Thank you, man.
And next to him from Racine Time, it is our good buddy, Mike Racine. How you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Very
no complaints. Good to be here.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys, for being here. Let's get right into some news. We'll do plugs in just a little. We have been following a number of stories here on the show, but hey, new one. Believe it or not, Charlie Sheen has admitted to having sex with men in his new memoir. I think we figured.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought everybody kind of knew that.
Yeah.
About him. Yeah.
I think.
Isn't he HIV positive too?
Yeah.
Tiger blood. He calls it tiger. He prefers. Yeah. He prefers to tiger blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's because when you fuck a guy in the ass, it feels great. So, Shannon, you want to give us some deets?
So basically, he says that around 2015, I believe, is when he started doing crack, and that's what led into him
Blame the crack.
Yep.
That's what led into him fucking
guys. He started doing dudes in the crack.
And then he said that then in moments when he wasn't high, he started to question himself. He's like, what am I even doing and whatever? And then he's like, whatever. I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. No big deal.
So
he was smoking crack, but he only did it when he smoked crack.
See, I am very suspicious of this timeline.
Yeah, it was like the cigarette at a wedding or something.
I don't usually do this.
Yeah.
I'm very questionable about this timeline. Because I think he definitely was one of the people that fucked one of the Corys.
Oh, you think?
So, Temple, are you familiar with Corey Haim?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I am pretty sure I have caught wind that one of them got fucked, maybe not against his will, but finagled into butt sex with Charlie Sheen back in the 80s.
Okay. Oh, way before.
Yeah, this whole
first crack use.
Yeah. Because it's funny. My buddy has a theory. So they never said who molested the Corys, but if you look at when they were in those, the one was in Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
The producer of that movie got into some accusations later, and I would not be shocked if he was involved. And then I swear to God, Shan, I could be wrong, but I swear to God, there's a story of one of the Corys getting fucked by Charlie Sheen with Crisco.
Do you think Woody Allen is ever like, why is everyone mad at me?
Yeah,
100%.
Doing it out in the open.
It's also weird to even blame crack at this point. Why not just blame show business?
Yeah.
Like, everyone in Hollywood is doing it. So it's just like,
I got a better idea. I ran out of hot ladies to fuck.
I got bored.
I got bored with hot buzzy, and I had to move on to dude.
Yeah. Did John Travolta use that excuse?
So there are allegations that said when he was 19, He's accused of allegedly sexually assaulting 13-year-old Corey Haim on the set of 1986 film Lucas.
That's it. And could you look up Crisco? Because I swear to God, Crisco's involved. People don't know who Crisco is. It's who sung the thong song.
I just like how you did it like a Google search where it's like, oh, it does not. This article does not include Crisco. Move on.
Because then that makes more sense why they were afraid to come out against him. Because he was still a pretty, like, had the biggest show on TV.
Even back then, in the 80s?
No, but I mean, 2.5 Men was huge.
Yeah.
I found it.
Bang, Crisco, baby.
Feldman specifically alleged, quote, he told me, Charlie bent me over in between two trailers and put Crisco oil on my butt and raped me in broad daylight. Anybody could have walked by. God. Anybody could have seen it.
It was a joke.
Yeah, it's like, you know how they say George Clooney loves to prank people on set?
Yeah.
He put a quarter in between the two trailers, and he went, ooh, a shiny coin. He bent over, and then he took those 20 minutes to spread Crisco along his asshole, take his erect penis out, penetrate him, and ejaculate inside him. And
Jesus
he went, you got sheened.
Yeah.
But the broad daylight makes it so much worse. Because, you know, I imagine, like, if you get raped in Hollywood, you're like, all right, that's kind of the game, you know?
Yeah.
But the broad daylight.
Yeah, whatever happens in the room happens in the room, Harvey.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think he's saying they were between two trailers. So I think it was, like, private enough. You're on the lot. I guess it's private enough.
Kind of.
But still, yeah, it's know what? Again, it's not a great way to start your day.
It's also probably a joke like between two ferns.
Yeah, between two trailers.
Yeah. Like, oh, you think we're having a cigarette? No. Cigarette's going up your ass.
God bless. Shout out to fucking I love you very much, stupid Dalton Pruitt. Dalton made me laugh so hard one time because they were making a Ricky and Lucy movie. And he walks in here, he's like, man, I saw the set. I saw two trailers, and they said, Ricky and Lucy, they must be shooting that movie here. I went, those are toilets, Dalton. He goes, what? I went, they can't put men's room and women's room on the trailers because everyone will use it. So they put Ricky and Lucy, and they're called honey wagons.
Oh, man.
And he's like, man, I took pictures. I was like, you took pictures of toilets.
Shout out to Dalton.
I think he's been... So I'm convinced, they said for Ferris Bueller, he didn't sleep for like 3 days to look like that. No, I think he showed up like that.
Yeah.
I think if anything, he's just not done up in that movie.
Yeah.
What? Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen's in that?
Yeah, he's like a, am I thinking of that, or is he in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No.
He is in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, there he is. Okay. I've been watching some old 2.5 Men, I got to tell you. Really holds up.
Really?
How do you
especially
think...
when they bring in Ryan Stiles.
Yeah.
As Alan's new wife's new husband.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's a great comedic. Everyone on it is really good.
Yeah. How do you think that kid made it through the fire without...
That kid did bad.
Yeah?
That kid's like...
He got touched a lot too on set? Or?
No, that kid's like some weird Christian now. He's got a big beard, and he talks about how Hollywood's evil. He wouldn't do the last few seasons. Because he's like a convert. He's some type of like, not like run of the mill, like found
Christ.
Isn't
that weird that show business does that to you? Either you go really religious or you just go really demonic. You know what I mean?
I'd imagine the family was afraid of him getting sheened. And like that's what pushed him towards that. Yeah.
My wife was just telling me about this too. There was some Latina actress who was like big in the Nickelodeon space.
Okay.
Who. People wonder, how does she avoid it? And she was like, I'm Latina. My mom did not allow me to go anywhere by myself. Like, my mom was there the entire time hovering over all of that shit, you know?
Yeah, I think that's how you gotta be.
Yeah.
So where was she when Selena got killed?
I was just having a cigarette.
Yeah. Shannon, can you look? I think his name is Angus.
Isn't that crazy, though? You're like, everybody, you're like, I'm enjoying this TV show, but everyone who made it is a child rapist.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that looks like that could have been the progression of the character. I mean, it is the character, but it looks like the actual boy
for a while,
show
he had like a big, like, way. Amish religious-y beard.
Yeah.
And Angus T. Jones, right?
There it is. Yeah, his life out of the public eye, having stepped away from acting after his time on Two and a Half Men to pursue a more private life and attend college, makes rare.
And he's like, Hollywood is evil, and everybody's like, yeah, yeah, buddy. I'm sure it's real evil.
Yeah, we
nobody,
also kept
like,
the
really
money.
Cares. Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, the big,
everybody
big
just,
beard.
Everybody just likes movies.
Oh, is he
and TV
barefoot? Wow. Is he a grounder? Oh, he went full hippie.
I think, and it's also, this is going to sound so gay, but I'm a sucker for the sitcom format.
Yeah.
I enjoy
for sure.
it. Like, I loved Mid-Century Modern so fucking much on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
It's just gay Golden Girls.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Nathan Lane as Dorothy.
Do you think we could get back to that? Do you think there's a way to introduce children to that multicam, you know?
I don't know. I'm trying to do the Office.
They don't even make, like, you ever, oh, are you? How's that?
It's fun.
Oh, the
it's
paper?
Good. There's, it's fun. It's weird because, we'll get back into this, but I like this conversation. I feel like there was a generation of kids that knew it from Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lewis's son grew up on fucking all those sitcoms, mm-hmm. like Wizards of Waverly Place,
right?
Shit that I like way past our tenure.
Yes,
but they grew up and then they know this is a half an hour sitcom. This is the format: A storyline, B story,
right. Multicam.
Yeah, they know what it is.
Studio audience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if kids now will have that.
Well, I think most of those people are shying away from it because my daughter was into that stuff also. But you would watch, especially on the Disney stuff. Everyone would get into trouble, and it would shut down the show.
Mm.
iCarly, Jesse, all of these shows that were popular, Drake and Josh, like these kids would grow up, and they'd be loaded up with cash, and they would get into so much trouble.
They
should have
been like only Latinas from now on.
Yep.
Nickelodeon is the all Latina network.
With strong maternal presence, please.
Yeah. Now it's called Nigga You Looking At.
it's just so sad. Because everybody knows Amanda Bynes is like this, you know, tattooed face. But she was so talented.
Yeah.
Right.
That
right.
Amanda show was so good.
I've said this before. I did a bit for the Amanda show when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Because I used to act. I did a thing for the Amanda show at the Waldorf Astoria.
I'm just imagining your little headshot as a kid.
Oh,
your little kid headshot.
That's what I saw. As soon as they put the camera on him. Yeah, I saw that picture that you posted.
I have one of them.
Young kid Zach. Yeah. He looks a lot. He's looking more like young kid Zach again.
Yeah, yeah. I have that headshot from, I think, this is like seventh grade. But I did that, and then I worked for the fucking, I was a security guard for film screenings, and I found that I was working for the Weinstein Company.
Yeah.
I just can't get molested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm always the bride. Oh, no, that's me in kindergarten.
That's cute.
It's a real headshot.
Although you look like you were still delivering zingers at that age.
No, zingers is what my parents told me to call you.
Exactly, yeah. Weird racial jokes coming out of that kid in the back.
Should we make a children's show?
I would love to.
Yeah?
I would really there it is. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Okay.
There's the old Canadian tuxedo.
I don't know, dude. They'd have had their way with that kid, though. Like, I get it. You were trying your best, but, like, you're lucky. You're lucky.
Well, apparently my mom's Latina. Yeah. She watched like a hawk.
Spiritually Latina, yeah.
I did one commercial for Nickelodeon when I was a kid, and it was in a gym, and it was for Smell-O-Vision.
Okay.
They had like a campaign where you would get a card and you could smell, and it was us working out our scratching finger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was a coach, and I was supposed to be in the middle, and the coach yelled at me.
Yeah.
But I was the biggest kid. And it was all like little shrimpy kids.
Yeah.
And one of the moms, not realizing I was the featured performer, made a stink with all the parents, including my mom, who should not know was my mom. Like, they need to move that big kid out of the front. We can't see our children. And she tried to start like a coup. And then the director had to go, we're paying him more than your child.
Yeah.
To be the star of the commercial.
That was always weird to me. I used to do background work in the City to Stay Alive. So much Law and Order. And I definitely did like a Law and Order SVU where it was like weird that the kids were there with their parents, but they would still pair them up with an adult to mm-hmm. be
their parent
in the park.
Mm.
And it's like, this is weird. Like, their parents are here. Like, no one knows me.
Right,
I'm not an actor. Like, there's no need to pair me with a child to do a scene, mm-hmm. you know?
They just had a kid in the park by itself. They told Dave to sit out this one.
No, exactly. They gave him a Chinese kid for some reason. It's like, Mommy! No. He's your dad. This guy's playing your dad.
I just got him on Canal Street.
Yeah. You know what that's like, though, to go back to holding and just not talk to your kids?
Extra stuff is really weird. And then you've met a bunch. We know mutual people. I have friends that are like professional extras. And they know every fucking stipend and every, like, they're counting minutes.
Can I tell you something? Those people are why I stopped doing it. Like, I don't want to be this person. Like, I don't want to be this person that's complaining. It's just like, dude, we're here to get $150 and some food.
Yeah.
And then we go off
getting,
to whatever.
They're getting, like, $550 because they're union.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Work? They were always like, yeah, there were people who knew, like, nah, you got to take this because you get the voucher and you get the waiver and blah, 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 and then you can work your way up there.
Yeah, and then like, they'd be like, I see a fog machine. That's another
$50. Right, and I'm like,
I see this. Like, my buddy's a magician, and he does extra work, and he'll get hired to be a magician in the background of parties. He's like, if one fucking card comes out, that's $250.
Wow.
Because that's sleight of hand magic. That's a special skill.
Sure.
It says in the contract, special skills. This is just, he knows it fucking all.
God bless those people.
And he brings it all.
Because they're pains in the ass to the PAs on set.
Oh, yeah. I've been on both sides of it.
PAs don't know what the fuck is going on. Okay. They're here just to make a nut also. And now you're like, excuse me. Blah, 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 where's the, and they're like, I don't know. No one tells me anything. I was just told to keep you all here.
There's nothing like 75 people texting you that they have to piss. Grown adults. I have to pee. What do I do?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Piss your pants. I don't care. Die. Die of sepsis. I fucking hate you.
And it's like the worst people. I never forget. Right. I did a commercial. This was like a Facebook commercial that we did an overnight in Grant. What's the big
Because they probably
station?
Have like egos about it, right?
Grand Central.
Yes, but they're also just weirdos. Like,
Right.
I never forget this guy. He was a black dude dressed like a full-on Jedi. Mm-hmm. Down to the gloves. He's got the brown cape. He's got the weird little sword. And maybe they asked him to do that. I don't know. But there was also like this really hood New York dude. Like straight up like old-fashioned MOP guy. You know, Yankee hat low, just big guy. You could tell like he probably should have a Pelly jacket on or something like that. And all of a sudden there's like this commotion. Like, and the big New York guy has got the nerd hemmed up by his fucking cloak. And he's like slamming him up against the wall. You motherfucker, I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking, and it's funny because again, PAs don't want to get involved in any of this shit.
Shannon, this is this table falling apart?
Yeah. Oh, yes. That leg is collapsing under there. I thought that was doing it.
Come save us.
Yeah, there's not going to be anything he can do unless he has like 2x4 or something right now.
Oh, wow.
All right. I'll try my best to keep telling the story
for the viewers at home. I'm going to actually, I can hold the table up.
Yeah.
I think you got to kick that leg to the.
For those of you listening, I don't think my fatness broke this table.
No, I think it was all of us.
But I'm being very careful in case it did.
Yeah. It is weird, though. It just kept twisting. Hmm. All right. Hands off.
All right. Well, be very careful, Jorge. You're on notice in case that happens again.
Yeah.
That has never happened.
No. It was strange.
No, the bolts must be loose or something.
Oh, yeah. It was. There's no bolts in here. Oh, not at all? Okay. Yeah, it's like a fucking carny ride. That's what it felt like. It's just like, is this supposed to be doing this? Oh, let's just keep having fun.
Who, dude, I swear to God, if Lewis was still the host of the show, and the table was broken when we walked in,
First of all,
I would be immediately blamed.
Yeah, right.
I could be in another room and I would have broken this table.
Right.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Hey, if you are a person of class and elegance, like I think most of you are, just the same as having like a nice bottle of wine, some chocolates, some fine cheeses, it's classy to have nice cigars in your house. And I don't know anything about that. Luckily, we have a site like Small Batch Cigar. They have free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. They have the most thorough packaging in the industry. Comes with that Bovita pack, so it comes super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% reward points instantly with your purchase. What you're going to want to do today is go to smallbatchcigar.com. Most people click on the new
button first to shop their newest arrivals. And you can use our discount code GAS10, that's GAS10, for 10% off plus those 5% reward points. So one more time, guys, that's GAS10 at smallbatchcigar.com. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show, baby. Sorry, please. All right, Hood guy's got the Jedi.
Hood guy's got the Jedi hemmed up, right? And the PAs, again, they're like little white girls. Hey, 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 you guys settle that down or we're going to kick you off set. And the hood guy looks back and he yells at everybody, I'm trying to tell this motherfucker to hold it down and he not holding it down. And it was like, I remember looking and feeling bad for the Jedi guy where I'm like, yeah, well, he probably doesn't understand what you mean. You know what I mean? Like, if you told him that, that kid has no idea what you mean. And I think he was playing the guitar or doing something, and the guy just wanted him to be quiet.
Okay.
And because it's an overnight shoot. So we're sitting in holding, and everyone's kind of like groggy.
Hey, Jedi, if you're going to pee, sit down. I don't need your piss particles in my air.
He told that motherfucker, I'm trying to tell this motherfucker to hold it down, and he not holding it down. And you can see, like, the absolute terror in Jedi's eyes. You know what I mean? Cause he's confused. Like, I don't know what the fuck this guy wants me to do.
Yeah, because we've talked about Radio Man before, but there's also that redheaded kid that's in everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
It's like a chubby redheaded kid with not like an kind of curly, like red afro. He's an extra in fucking.
Like currently, or are we talking about back in the day?
Like 2000s.
Okay, okay.
Like super bad era,
yeah,
I would
say.
This kid is an extra in fucking. And like, I want to even say American Pie on.
Mm.
I don't think he's ever spoken in a film.
God bless him, man.
But I bet you he fucking gets a decent little chunk of change.
I wanted to achieve that kind of, because I would do that to try to get rent. Like, I would literally book like a series of $150, $200 spots and be like, all right, cool, I got my rent, you know what I mean? But it would take so long to get paid.
Yeah, it was like a month and a half.
Yeah,
that's like the culture, it seems like, right?
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, yeah. And then you ask him, like, this is how we do it.
Dude, I just got a
it's fucking, typically 3 to 4 weeks.
It doesn't piss me. I just got like, an email about a taping that I'm doing this month.
Yeah.
And they say, at least they let you know in advance, but they're like, yeah, you're not going to get paid right away. And you're like, that's insane. Yeah. Like, it's almost to the point I don't want to do your taping. Like, any other show, you just get your money.
You're like,
after
I'll be going to the comic strip
day.
Where I get paid, where I get $25 the night of. Thank you very much.
And discount on my drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What was the other? We put a pin in something.
The first story?
Yeah, no, we were talking about Kid Show.
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon sitcom. Oh, The Paper.
Yeah.
The Office, I guess, sequel.
Yeah.
I was talking about it on my trick. Because, so basically, like, we're watching, it's fine. There's some funny stuff. There's a character I don't like. I just think she doesn't work on the show. But I was like, don't forget, like, when we watch, like, that first season of Parks and Rec or The Office, like, it's a drastically different show.
Right.
So if this show is a success, I would say a third of these people will not be on the good iteration of it.
Uh-huh.
So it's almost like watching them. Even when you watch first season of Seinfeld, it doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not there yet.
Right.
But that's a good sign if you don't like a character. Because I don't know whether they do that shit on purpose. Because I don't know whether you guys felt that way with The Office. I didn't like the girl. Like, I didn't like the main girl. Yeah. And it was just mainly because of that story arc of, like, your boyfriend works in the warehouse and you're kind of up here flirting with this other guy in the thing. Right. You know what I mean?
Like, there's a lot of Pam haters out there.
Right. Yeah. I didn't like that shit.
She needs to put on a hijab and stop flirting.
But
with
see, that was the other thing. She wasn't that hot. Hey, maybe that's an unpopular opinion, but I don't think she was that hot.
She was cute, though.
Yeah, I mean, compared to if you're in Scranton.
Yeah, exactly. But she's also like the Scranton that, like, if you watch body cam videos, she's the girl that is causing the riot at this weird little apartment complex.
Who's the redhead on The Office with the drunk lady?
I don't know everybody's name on The Office, but I know who you're talking about.
Meredith?
Yeah, Meredith. Every once in a while, I'll be like, I've had a few Merediths in my life.
Yeah.
I can think of a couple.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's fine. I hope it gets there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Alex Edelman's on it, so I'm pulling for him.
You're pulling for him?
Yeah, I like Alex. He was a nice guy when we were all fucking Schmendrix.
Okay.
Sure, a little judgy.
Right.
You know, did he tell me to stop doing ethnic accents on stage because I wasn't going to be successful? Sure he did. Well, that's why he's on The Office now. And I'm talking to you two assholes. So.
Oh, shit.
And they're definitely, like, you can see they want him to be Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Alex?
They want him to be, like...
The goofy guy?
The goofy guy.
Okay. That's
and I don't know if it worked.
Yeah.
He's very... You could tell... It's almost like they're telling him, hey, could you, like, not Jew it up?
Mm.
Like, they're trying to hide his nebbishiness and okay. make it more, like, Midwestern quirky.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's supposed to be in Ohio. Or, like, all right,
Pennsylvania.
Are they?
Scranton. It's the same office.
The office? I thought this one was about a paper company in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's they in the beginning, they go to the old office.
Right, right, right.
And then they try to figure out who bought the paper company.
Right, right. Which, this is going to sound like an ignorant question, but are there Jews in Ohio? Do they hang
There's
out
There's one,
there?
Apparently. And he's hiding it. He's hiding it hard. Did you watch Woody Allen on Bill Maher?
I saw like a couple clips of it, but...
Very weird.
Really?
Yeah, at first it felt like a father and son having a talk that they should have already had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just like, they speak the same language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was odd. And yeah, it was just like, him being quirky and nebbishy, but not in a, like, fun Larry David way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
More just like, oh, this guy sounds like a chore.
Right.
Like, they went through this thing where he hates sunlight.
Woody Allen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't like it. It's bad. It's carcinogenic. I try to avoid the sun.
Okay.
So of course I tweeted, but he likes a daughter.
very thank very you. Good. Yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, the whole thing was kind of. Yeah. And then it is weird to like, I don't know. Not
because do you watch Woody Allen? And you go, that guy rapes children. Does that bother you?
No,
it doesn't bother you.
No.
So he's a bad dude. He's whatever he did was not good.
Yeah.
But I feel like he would have got caught again.
He would have got caught again?
He married her and stayed with her and had a family.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's almost like...
He's like, that's my last job.
My last... Yeah. He came out of retirement one last grift.
Yeah.
By the way, that would be a great... an Ocean's 11, but it's just old comics coming out for one last, like, right-wing grift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to do one great podcast together, guys.
You know, I never like to start any problems, but I don't know if you've seen those shows Chrissy Mayer's doing. But
I was literally gonna say, all right, guys, we got one content house left in us.
What's she doing?
She's got like a content house.
It's like a hotel or something. But she's doing shows there with like her, Kumia, Gino Bisconti, like that whole house of comics, you know?
Yeah. We had Gino on the other day, and I think we got him to go 5 whole minutes without bringing up COVID.
Oh, man. He's still
it was nice.
COVID?
Yeah, he's still on it.
Christ,
man.
Yo, I hate to. I want to pitch the concept of a story. I don't know whether this was on the dock or not, but did you guys hear about this? Hyundai's plant got raided by ICE.
No, please. Please.
So there's a Hyundai plant somewhere down south. I don't know what state exactly, but one of the biggest raids this weekend. 475 employees rounded up by ICE. So obviously this really fucks up like Honda's month, right?
Yeah.
But what's crazy about it is 300 of the people who were snatched up are Koreans. Like, they were looking for Latinos and they just snatched up a bunch of Koreans who were here legally working for Honda.
Oh yeah, so they're like these Mexicans are high as hell. Get them in the truck. We got a bunch of Mexicans with Down syndrome at Hyundai.
So it's just a thing. Like, Korea obviously is not happy. You know what I mean? Trump's what's the name is out of control, and it's just a big mess that he created on his own. But the fact they're just like locking up 300 Koreans because you think that they are Mexicans,
and they can't talk their way out of it is hilarious. I'm sure, by the way, I'm sure they all spoke English.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm not Mexican. Sure you're not, pal. Sure you're not. All right. We're going to have tacos later.
Oh, yeah. They got to charter all of these dudes a flight back to Korea, like, and treat them properly or whatever. But, yeah, this is wild.
Yeah, they're going to need to go to fucking McDonald's with Trump for that one. Holy shit. I remember one of my dad's old jobs.
What was
raided.
The other 175 employees?
Oh, those were probably those are probably because excuse me, the plant isn't built yet. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
They were down there building a plant for Hyundai. And I'm sure there were some illegals, but yeah. 300 of them were just Koreans.
I remember years ago at one of my dad's old job sites, there being a drone, like just farting around, and everybody being like, "Somebody flying a drone?" And then just fucking SUVs rolling, and they were.
Really? Is that how they
had
it?
They had a tip.
Wow.
Yeah. And not everybody got arrested. But a lot of people didn't come to work the next day.
Yeah, I bet.
Dude, we had this guy, Jesus, that works for my dad, and no English. Mm-hmm. And my first ever day working there, it was a welding shop in Bayonne. He comes up to me and he asked how to say headache, because he wanted an Advil from the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, "Oh, say my vagina hurts." I'm like 16. I'm an asshole. So he walked into an office full of my dads,
mm-hmm.
and goes, "Zach says my vagina hurt." So I was good to go there. But one time, because when you work in welding, I've explained this before, the cops come sometimes to arrest one of your coworkers for domestic violence.
Really?
Or not paying child support.
Okay.
But yeah, every once in a while. When my dad owned the shop underneath the house I lived in as a kid, he had to ask the cops to please take them out the back door so that my 5-year-old son doesn't wonder why my guys get arrested every month. While a woman with a bag of peas on her face cries in a cop car.
Still one of the best jobs. I used to work on landscaping, and we shared our garage with roofers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just too... jobs that are just all ex-cons and, you know, drug addicts and stuff like that. But some of the best years of my life, like, and the most educational, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, wow. Like, you know, you just learn how to get over, get out of work, all kinds of crazy shit, man.
And one time we're working, the cops come to arrest somebody for fucking hitting their trick, I'm sure. And Jesus is working with me and my dad, and my dad just goes, "Jesus, INS. And Jesus is fuck. I mean, it's like in a cartoon where somebody's there and then they're just dust.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone, right? My dad forgot that he told him. So they're cleaning up. This is like 7 hours later. They're cleaning up at the end of the day in these giant pipes and they're moving them and they put one down and you're out. He was in it.
Jeez.
And they're like, "What the fuck are you doing in here?" He goes, "Policia?"
Yeah.
And they're like, "No. Oh, that was a joke from 7 hours ago." He goes, "Okay." And just went back to work.
They are the best at that, like hiding for long amounts of times like that. Because I forgot what I was watching where it was showing like their ingenuity of them knowing how to make a lot of trap doors and shit like that. Like, but did you see the guy, one of those guys that escaped the prison in outside of New Orleans.
Okay.
But there's like footage of him hiding in a trash can in someone's yard.
Mm.
And like he would have gotten away, but he couldn't stay there long enough. He didn't have the discipline to just stay in the trash can.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then he gets out and moves. And they're like, "Hey, we just saw the move." He was in there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that raccoon's huge.
Where did that raccoon get a jumpsuit?
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Guys, it's football season, and if you want to make some picks, I don't know, whoever your favorite players are, whatever their current stats are on the app, check it out. Prize Picks even offers injury reboots. So if one of your players has to leave the field in the first half and can't come back, it doesn't count as a loss. Download the app today and use my code ZOO to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code ZOO to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Let's get back into the show. Not to be a complete bummer, but did you guys also see the lady getting, they getting stabbed on the light rail?
I'm liberal, so I didn't hear anything about it.
Crazy, isn't it?
I didn't hear a single. Yeah.
What light rail? A Jersey light rail?
No, I want to say Chicago.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
I thought it was like North Carolina.
Yeah, that's right? Charlotte. I think
Charlotte. Oh wow.
So, dude, I mean it. It's one of the, it's a real tough one. It's
really?
Chick.
Oh, you watch
in her work uniform, scrolling on the phone. Big gentleman behind her, hoodie, and dreadlocks. And you just watch him slowly open a pocket knife, look at her, look back at the knife, stand up, and just wah!
Wow.
Kills her.
Wow.
And Shannon, I'm gonna need you to fact check me on this because I would like to keep my ignorance in check on this one. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
The mayor and other people are encouraging sites to take the video down because they think it sends the wrong message and that this is a mentally ill person who committed the crime and that they don't want to raise people's bigoted thoughts by the profiles of the murderer and murderee.
Oh, man.
Am I kind of somewhere with that?
No, you're speaking so vague. I don't even know what you're saying anymore.
dude, and it's brutal. He fucking gets it, and then he just walks off the train with a bloody knife dripping on the floor.
You know what? The light rail does attract the craziest of people because there's no barometer of entry to get on the platform.
Mm. Yeah, same with Subway.
No. Light rails are usually above ground, and you can just walk.
So
anybody can hang out there. You know what I mean? Like you don't. You could just come from the park. Like it's bad because. Are you going to show the video?
I don't know, Shannon.
I can't find one that's like not.
They don't have.
Edited.
I saw an unedited, mostly unedited ones.
So they took them down,
taken down. But they show up until. I mean, if you want to see up until.
Okay, I enjoy it. Just kind of like pauses at the moment, but I'll play it here.
God bless the guy who's running around building the same light rail in every city too.
Hold on, I have a better one. Hold on 1 sec. Sorry.
Oh, is that the guy? He's got AirPods.
No. He's got a big red hoodie. Here.
It was hard to like. I Googled like bus.
Wow.
I Googled
she
murder
dies?
And I couldn't.
She just got here from the Ukraine. She's a Ukraine refugee.
Die and the police.
Look at the guy.
No. What? This is crazy.
And by the way, this is not news somehow.
Oh my God. No.
Yeah.
Now, had the guy behind him. Well, choked him to death, saving her.
Yeah.
Fuck, that would be on every goddamn news station in the world right now.
That's crazy. That's the girl?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Wow. See, man, I'm wondering whether
the
craziest
comment.
It's not news because a bunch of people are going to like make it a thing. They're going to make it like a, you know.
I make it this guy's been arrested multiple times for violent crimes, and we got to stop this fucking... We got to stop this revolving door.
See,
like violent crimes only.
Mm-hmm. I'm going full on.
We
got
to get rid of anybody that's in there for bullshit and weed.
Right.
Fucking talking. I don't know. Anything that's not violent and then violent crime, it's got to be hard rehabilitation.
I'm doing, not even because he's black, I'm going full on like Black Mirror. Like last time he went in, they got something on him and this is his assignment. If he doesn't want to, you know, do more time or have his family be, you know.
I think
done
he's a
it.
Crazy person.
His assignment? Like what?
From
like,
jail
have
or
you ever
from
seen,
like...
Black Mirror when they like made the guy fuck the pig, otherwise they're like, we're going to leak all this kind of crazy shit about your family. You know what I mean? Like, because there's too much of that kind of shit happening. These
attacks. But she's just some random lady.
Right.
So who's making him kill some random lady?
Man, I don't know. I get in a little bit of conspiracy theory. Maybe it's somebody who wants that thing shut down or wants bad press on it, but it's an angle. Mm. It makes more sense than it's just random, that guy's just crazy.
I think it makes
and
way more sense
that
he's
he
just
held
crazy.
It together to get up
we
that
all,
day,
we all,
get dressed.
We all think about stabbing women in the neck on the train every day. We all
every
think about
day.
It, you know?
That's why I don't have an eye.
Texting, yeah.
Yeah, right. Because we all
sometimes
go like,
I
right.
put my keys through my
we
fingers
see,
like Wolverine.
Sure. Yeah.
Just to fantasize
just
about
to
it.
Just to fantasize about it. You're like, I could take a life right now. They're not even paying attention.
Yeah.
Snickety.
But did you see there was another one like that? I don't know what city this was in. Light rail, same situation. Guy, black guy, shoots a white guy in the back with a dart. Like, he has a dart on a slingshot, and he just...
Oh, thank God it wasn't a blow dart. That'd be too funny.
But he definitely randomly shoots this white guy in the back. The white guy is walking. The train is pulling up, and the sad part is there's a guy who's, like, sees the dart sticking out of his back, and he's like, oh, right? And, like, the train's coming. So he goes to kind of get on, and the guy's kind of pleading with him, like, ah, help me. And he's like, ah, fuck.
Who did it?
Like,
that guy holding the slingshot sideways.
Sideways. Dennis the Menace.
Freeze, motherfucker.
Dennis the, yeah, this one. Dennis the Menace to Society for real. But that's what I'm saying. The light rail is, it's crazy, and it's too much random shit. And I think this was last week. It's something about the light rail.
It was pretty quiet before that lady got stabbed, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty normal, yeah.
Yeah. I do think it's very interesting that that video and that article are being quelled.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't fit the narrative of...
And this was what city?
Liberal goddamn media, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Goddamn libs. All right.
You had it? Are you going to play this one?
Yeah, Shannon, do you have the dart?
Just give me 1 second. Sorry, it kicked me out.
Don't worry. This is a safe place. You're okay. Don't be afraid.
You guys still have so much trauma.
It never leaves. It's like a ghost.
You guys all got rid of daddy.
We still talk. We get drunk and talk about him on Thanksgiving. He was a good man. He loved us. He had his own way of showing it.
Oh my God.
You don't know what his podcast host was like. It's intergenerational podcast trauma. If you had been on his podcast back in the day,
mm-hmm.
It was way harder, man.
Shannon, did you find it?
I'm sorry. I'll come back to it. I lost it.
Don't worry
completely.
About it. Let's do plugs.
Yeah.
Jorge, hit that plug music. Mr. Racine, what do you want people to check out?
I have a show called Racine Time on every week on YouTube. And I got some road dates coming up. I got Denver and Connecticut and Addison, Texas. And I'm doing something for the New York Comedy Festival. And you can see those dates at my website, which is MikeRacineComedy.com.
Fantastic. Mr. Temple?
Follow me at I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. There it is right there. Also, check out my podcast here on the network. No Need for Apologies. Real, real fun time. Last live date before I settle down, Chandler, Arizona, Mic Drop Comedy, October 18th. October 18th. Chandler, Phoenix, Tempe. Get your tickets, please, now. I need it.
Fantastic. Guys, go to my live dates at punchup.live/ZachAmico. I got dates coming up. I am in Ocean Springs, then Mobile, Alabama, then Hattiesburg, then Pensacola. All those being co-headlining dates with myself and Zach Holmes from Jackass 4. It's Zach and Zach, Too Fat, Too Furious, proving we're two different people. And if you love the show, go to GasDigital.com. Use my promo code ZOO. You save a little money off your subscription. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas shows. And most importantly, you get the Friday episode. That's right. We do three of these suckers a week, and one is behind that paywall. So if you want the full Morning Zoo experience, promo code ZOO at GasDigital.com. And thank you very much for watching the program. Shannon, was that enough time?
Doom, boom. Doom, doom, doom.
It's just disappeared.
Don't worry about it. We're gonna
see they're taking
on.
Them all down.
But like you actually saw, like you saw it on the screen.
Yeah,
I
saw
it.
Yeah, see they're doing something, man. I'm telling you,
they're watching us.
Yeah, there's some sort of conspiracy around these things, man. I don't know.
All right, so let's move on. doctor tried to convince undercover mom to let him have sexual relationship with her daughter Shannon.
So they got this guy on online, some sort of website. It was obviously like a cop pretending to be a mom. And
she was not Latina.
So he said, are you a bad mom? And she said, a bad mom is in what? And he said, as in like open-minded, let's say.
Can I fuck your daughter?
the next message.
It's a really bad mom. That's what that bad mom's is really about.
Yeah.
That's a really bad mom.
I'm going to shoot my shot.
The next line they redacted. Then it said, or any other bad way you can think of. She said, open-minded, yes. He says, cool, cool. That's just some of what they showed. But basically, he was trying to get her to let him meet the daughter and then have a sexual relationship with her.
And how old?
5 years old.
Nice.
Five. What?
Do we have a picture of this gentleman?
yes. Hold on. Here you go.
Yep, that'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's tough. He
also told her that he would be able to help, that he can help with things such as like helping, like no, with like with
haunting
like,
memories,
with like abortions, and he said he can help with other like dark web issues.
Oh no!
Was it Nate? Maybe. Let me fuck your daughter. Yeah, I don't know. That's I don't know if there's a lot of meat on that one. I thought there was going to be.
I mean, that's like, yeah.
The balls to go through the parents.
Yeah, I mean, but he's also, I mean,
come
a responsible
on, become an
person.
Ice cream man or a teacher,
right,
or something.
Right.
Yeah. It's just weird that, like,
people, I feel like if you go
why
to.
Why did the cop, why did they need a cop? Like, I don't understand.
I'd assume that they were patrolling some type of message board or website.
Right.
And see, if I was a pedophile, mm-hmm, this is all. This is all hanging.
Right, right. Can we have some music, please? Yeah.
I would say, right, I would say, like, do you need a babysitter or something?
If I was a pedophile, I would assume that if I was on a website with other dudes and ladies talking about being a pedophile or offering up my children for pedophilic
you'd
services.
You'd tread a little lightly. You'd tread carefully.
I would assume 80% of the people
are cops.
Right. And that's being very, very generous. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would assume everyone but me that website is a police officer, right, and they're all sitting in one room.
I'd be like, what's the purpose of this website? They're probably all cops.
So yeah, going Zach signed in. It's like, everybody your stations.
Yeah.
It is the Craigslist job marketplace, right? Like,
how do you even find that web? You got to start with Google, I guess, right? To even find that website?
Well, if he said dark web,
okay,
maybe it is something a little harder to get to. I don't understand the dark web as a concept.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand how you get on it.
Right. There's like a button on your browser that
no,
you push.
Man. All right. So I'm about to actually go back to school in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to study cybersecurity just for shits and giggles. One of the nerdiest things I've ever done. You know what I mean? But apparently, with virtualization, you understand.
You look like you stop cyber shoplifters. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm going to need you to come with
me. Come here. But no, there's always a computer within your computer. There's a way to open up a whole other thing, and then you will see an entire.
So is it not, you're not operating on your, or, like, iOS? You're like.
Yeah, yeah. You're basically, and I'm sure any listeners here probably. More, I haven't been to school yet to learn it, but I'm sure they know exactly what I'm referring to. There is, like, I guess, I don't know whether it's the Linux system, but there is just a whole other desktop that's one of the first things they're going to teach you in cybersecurity is how to open up the virtual computer within your computer that most of us walk around with and don't even know we have it.
Yeah, because allegedly, when drugs were getting shipped to people that used to work here from the dark web, it was like a review site. Like, it was like an Amazon where people would post, I have this, these are my prices. But then people would leave reviews and be like, charging too much, this shit's bunk, this is a cop, don't talk to them. And when it had good reviews, that's when an order would go out. And I will tell you, 100% success rate. And good stuff.
That's what's also wild to me. Like, it seems like the underworld is the most effective world.
And then also, like, not
right, like
be,
it runs smoothly.
Yeah. Like you said,
because they just
everybody's,
they murder
everybody's
people.
Got health insurance. Yeah.
Not to be.
There's no racism.
Yeah. There's a really good sexual harassment policy today.
Not to be hippy dippy, but it's almost like when drugs are legal, you can distribute them correctly and safely. Like, you know, it's
wait,
not
legal
get,
or illegal?
But you said
legal.
This was illegal.
If drugs were legal.
Yeah.
So I'm saying because the way it's like an open marketplace where people can be like, don't buy from this guy. It, you know, my friend bought it and it had fentanyl in it.
Yeah.
If we had that ability.
He's got one star on the dark web. He's got fentanyl.
I think the legalization fucked it up. Like, I hate dispensaries now. I so badly want to go back to buying drugs from children. Standing on the corner.
Can I jump in real quick? I found the dart video.
Oh, of course.
I don't know if it's too late. Okay.
All right. So another light rail. This is okay. Maybe the guy isn't white, but the guy in the muscle shirt is the guy that gets shot. And
oh boy.
Yeah, you see that? And the guy that shot him is the one all the way down there in the black hoodie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
It's a good shot.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? And you don't know what prompted to look at that. He's like, holy shit, dude. There's a dart in your back. I was supposed to get on that train.
It's like, man, they shoot you with a dart and then they roast you.
Yeah.
Like he's wearing sandals with socks.
It's like, fuck, dude, I missed my train trying to help out this poor bastard.
A kid shot me with a dart.
Yeah, like he tried to pull it out and he can't get it out. Dart.
Yeah.
Nice socks and slides, motherfucker.
And the guy's gone. The guy, that's him walking away in the back.
I missed my train and my shoes got made fun of. This is the worst day.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? There's no barrier of entry to get to the platform. Anybody can hang out there. Anybody can walk up.
What do you want? Like a gate or something?
You see, that's all they have. Yeah. Paid fare past this point. But yeah, he didn't know the guy. The guy didn't touch him. The light rail is the weirdest people hanging out there.
Yeah, look. He's just standing there.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I got this dart in my pocket.
Look at, it's a good shot, too.
Do you think he was trying to make his friend laugh?
No, he doesn't even know this girl.
He doesn't know that person. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's something weird is going on, dude. It can't. It's got to be bigger than mental health. Oh, look at that. He didn't even know what the fuck happened.
Well, I think you would assume you got stuck with a needle. That would be my first thought if somebody hit me with an AIDS needle.
But I think the problem is, like, the majority of homeless people won't stab you.
Yeah.
So if one of them does, it's like looks bad for the rest of the community. So that's why people are being like, all right, let's be careful here, because they're thinking of the rest of the homeless people.
Yeah, of course.
Who are mostly fine. They'll just call you a faggot.
Yeah. And then fall back into a heroin.
Hey guys.
Yeah, right.
I've been on Google. I was at the library today on the internet. Our reviews are down, guys. Yeah.
Well, funny enough,
most homeless people are fine. I don't even know if that guy was homeless.
No, he wasn't homeless.
No, he's allowed somewhere with darts.
Yeah. And he's got practice.
Oh, I meant the stabbing guy.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. That's right. If you do Kratom, there's no other place to be getting it from. If you don't use Kratom for one of its many benefits, don't start on my account. But if you use it, go to YoKratom.com today, because they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here. There's no promo code needed. Why? The deal's already that darn good. It's the best deal in the world. Kratom, $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today. Support the company that supports all your favorite shows. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program. Funny enough, it's a great transition. Wisconsin man banned from every library in the world.
Really?
Okay.
You can do that?
Apparently a judge just did. It's the first ever sentencing of its kind, I believe.
In the world.
In the world.
Hey, Shannon?
So,
he was doing exactly what you think.
Yeah, I'm actually...
20-year-old Tyree S. Carter.
Oh!
Sorry, Dave.
Charged with misdemeanor counts of lewd behavior and disorderly conduct. They said he was basically just doing it out in the open, not trying to conceal himself. He was released on a $1,000 signature bond under the condition to, quote, stay out of all the libraries on the face of the earth.
You know, this wasn't a first offense.
That's it.
All libraries.
Oh, Tyree. No. Oh. Banned from every library in the world.
Do you know how loud of a masturbator you have to be for the other masturbating men at the library to be like, hey, Tyree, keep it down?
Right.
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 Who goes to the library?
Right.
You got to expect some people are going to watch porn at the library.
Dude, you guys remember Kendra Sunderland?
Yeah.
She's famous for her library video. She's still allowed to go.
I downloaded a porn at the library once, but I didn't watch it there.
Yeah.
I downloaded because I didn't have... Really? It was before I had Wi-Fi at home in Jersey.
Yeah.
And I had a Burning Angel subscription, and there was a new video, and I really wanted it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't... It just wouldn't download fast enough at my grandma's house. So I walked to the library to download it.
Poor grandma, just keeping the Wi-Fi on, just in case her grandchildren need it.
No, you know? It was my aunt and uncle's Wi-Fi. I was stealing it. Tyree, every library in the world, that's going to be tough. They're going to have to put pictures of them.
Yeah.
And that's not going to go good.
How do they enforce that?
I think it's just more, hey, stay out of this library, but I was being extra harsh with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because what do people go to the library? Like, The only people I know that go to the library are retarded people who want to print out
things. I went. No, I went. I went last week.
Was there a reading for your kid or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going today.
Like, yeah, yeah. No, I got my kid a library card, and we can like take out books. It's cool.
But there's
now you can go meet drag queens. Yeah,
like,
cool.
All right, in my library,
exactly. I love it.
In my library, they have a.
I'm all for it, by the way. Yeah. I actually do think it's cool.
In my library, they have a make center where everything like
it's called the bathroom. You guys have to call everything something different?
But no,
the lab.
They've got a 3D printer in there that you can use for free. You can print up whatever you want, learn how to use that stuff. And I just found out it's cheaper to do flyers and stuff there and poster stuff. So like, I'm actually going to go today to print up stuff for my Arizona show, again, October 18th.
Right.
Because I'm flying out to Arizona tomorrow.
It's crazy. It's like, how do you hate communism when there's the library?
Yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah.
It's good. It's free. It's for everybody.
It's a good place.
And other people pay for it.
Yeah.
With their taxes.
You can download pornography.
And I don't pay taxes.
You can
tax.
Be a 7-foot-tall man masturbating. Exactly.
Which is also weird. Of all the, there's so much. Like, you can rent a, you can for free get a laptop and take it home.
Really?
You can get, like, you can get Xbox, you can get all the video games. Like, most libraries have one of every console.
You take it
home,
like, this one's not open.
So weird to do it there.
It's got to be a thing.
Well, they're also, I know, I've noticed this now, most libraries are near some sort of homeless shelter.
Okay.
And because homeless shelters, you're required to be out and about during the day. Mm-hmm. Like, most people just hang out there in the library where they could just kind of be all.
You remember my friend that used to draw pornography all the time?
No.
He's a special fella.
Okay.
And he used to come to all the Doug Zombie events.
Okay.
But he would draw porno in public. He would, like, anime porn.
Yeah.
But he would go to the library and print out porn and have, like, a giant binder of it and go to bars and just put it all out on a table.
You really can print anything.
Yeah, you can.
And then he would sit there and just draw hardcore pornography. And one time we were at a bar in Coney Island for, like, one of our stupid horror events, and he came early. So he was before everybody else. So just in the middle of, like, this sports bar in Coney Island was a special needs black guy dressed as Michael Jackson in Thriller, drawing pornography, taking up, like, 3 tables. And you would just watch people walk by and be like, hey, guys, dressed like Michael Jackson. And they go, that table's full of pornography. And everything would be misspelled, so the girl would be like, I want more cums.
That is such a novelty act, man. He should be hired to make parties cool.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah.
Trust me, if there's an event, he's out.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's out, and he beats the bartender there. Doesn't drink.
Yeah.
But we'll be at the bar before you're set up.
God bless him.
Before the little rubber mats go out.
That's why I wonder, like, why they aren't running shit. Because they're up before everybody. You know what I mean? They're up. They're organized. Mm-hmm. Like, they just have that weird social thing.
My favorite for a while, in wrestling, Chris Jericho did this thing where he would have champagne after his matches.
Okay.
And he called it a little bit of the bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
But this kid didn't understand what that was or what champagne was. So he thought that meant there's a treat in the refrigerator.
Oh, boy.
So he would just make video. I mean, this guy's really the gift that keeps on giving. I quote him all the time. But he was just a video of him going, let's see what my mom made me for lunch today. Oh. And he opens the fridge and goes, oh, mac and cheese. A little bit of the butter. These are the people I quote in my life all
absolutely,
the time.
Absolutely, yeah.
I had him on Spook Show once years ago, and people were like, what the fuck's wrong with that guy? Is he deaf? And I would go, no. And they go, oh, okay.
Some of the things that get me through, like, the weirdest moments are from crazy people. I never forget one time being in a hospital, like the ER waiting room, and, you know, if you're not bleeding or anything, they'll make you sit and wait. And then you got to see other people who come in just because it's raining and they're trying to get admitted. And I never forget, this guy comes in a wheelchair, and he wheels up to the window, and they're like, how can I help you today, sir? And he's like, my legs is all fucked up and shit. And that lives in my head for free, and I will blurt that out randomly. Shoot, Shannon just hit me one now that we just walked in, because Shannon sends me body cam videos also. And yeah, she said, what did the guy say? She goes, oh, the cops ask him, do you have any weapons or anything on you? And he goes, I am the weapon.
And he was. He was the weapon. Yeah. It was pretty great.
They tased him like 3 or 4 times, and it just had no effect on him at all. So he proceeded
to see that? I'm sure you saw the video of the lady getting out of the car with the knife that they had to shoot.
No.
She's in her car. Repo came to get her car, and she drove away with it. So now the cops are involved. They tased her through her window 3 times, and she still got out of the car with a knife. And it's so funny because, I mean, they're tasing her. She's screaming. She's got a knife. And it's one of those things, like the last screenshot of her.
Yeah.
Is the, you know, like the lady that had the boiling water? It's like the last shot. You're like, if that was coming at me and I had a gun, I would still be shooting. I would be clicking an empty gun. Going,
it's right up there with like the Pacers game when they ran up the stairs. Yeah. It's like, ah!
And so he fucking, the cop just smokes this bitch.
Yeah.
And of course, somebody else.
Now, not to be like a gay liberal, but you wouldn't use like non-lethal force.
Well, then somebody immediately goes, you could have tased her. What the fuck? And then, like, we tased her 5 times. And then one cop just goes, what the fuck did you think I was going to do? She ran at me with a knife.
Right.
It's the most matter of fact, like,
yeah.
I killed her. I killed the shit out of this lady. Yeah.
That's been weird, too, because that one that Shannon sent me, that guy did get killed in that video, which is like, it is weird that we're watching people die. Like, they'll just stop it, just like they did in that other video. Like, and right here. But you know how this one ended.
Shannon, do you know the video I'm talking about?
Yes, I think so. Let me find
the
it.
The white car, I think.
That's also weird too.
Let's
to
see
watch
the video.
Yeah,
let me
let's
make
see
little,
the video before we choose.
It's the morning zoo. Come on, guys. But like, there's a. It's weird to watch these people end it all over such small circumstances.
Because
like
your car getting repossessed is kind of like that's a big deal.
It's a real day ruiner,
isn't it? Like, yeah. Then you're like, I can't get to work. Your life's kind of over. I gotta ride a bike to Wendy's now.
I gotta start going to the library.
I know. Yeah. Could you imagine the voicemail from her boss that day? All right, listen, this is your 6th time being late this week. We're just gonna cut ties, you know, and then you find this video later on. Like, oh, shit. Right. I feel bad I fired her.
Shannon, did you find it?
Yeah.
There we go.
Ooh. Ford Fusion?
Oh, and we got a lady cop here, so.
Should be sound.
Why is the camera already pointed? Oh! So she was tased already.
I can go back a little further if you want. It's just pretty long.
Oh, she came out with the knife. Okay, so we're seeing it from the other
They're
angle.
Tasing her in the car.
Yeah, because the guy already had, like, it pointed. Pointed in. I love how they had to pull around someone's Audi to get to him. Which, you know what you're doing. Because I don't know if you guys have ever been extracted from the car at gunpoint. It's just like, hey, I'm cooperating at this point.
But now they're tasing her.
All right. That cop's kind of holding that thing. Ooh.
But they're tasing her, but...
Ooh. Oh, come on. Why does she got to sound
this
like a lady from Tom and Jerry? Tom, I done told you. Oh. He was hitting her with the taser, though, miss.
She got a taser. We did taser.
Look at her trying to explain herself. Shut up, Frost. Shoot you,
bitch. We did taser, but there's like 4 cops here. You can't subdue a lady with a knife.
They don't want to.
Right. There was a guy in England who, like, he cut like 3 people's heads off, and they were still able to...
I don't think they have guns. The cops don't have guns anymore.
Yeah.
I understand your point, but A, I bet they wish they had guns that day. Yeah. B, if I run at a cop with a knife, there's something that's called suicide by cop.
Sure. Which probably does feel pretty good.
It's got to be awesome.
Absolutely. Because let me tell you something. Those cops aren't well after that.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like,
no, they're
the
fucked
the amount
up.
Of, yeah. one, the amount of paperwork, the amount of paperwork, therapy, yeah. all kinds of shit that they have to go through before they can even get back on the street. You
the
know
kids
what I mean?
Probably pissed at them. Mm-hmm. The fucking liberal faggot son. Oh, what's for dinner, murderer?
Oh, they're kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Shoot. You think, what's the dude, Chauvin, the guy that killed George Floyd? You think his family's happy with him there? I can't even go to Walmart because of you, Dad.
You're sitting at dinner, and your son gently picks up the knife. Like, I'm going to hand this to you slowly
because
I don't want you overreacting again, Dad.
It's only pepper, and you asked for it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you... I think gunner and knife, if you come at a cop like that...
What I'm saying. Like I said, I've been extracted from the vehicle before.
I got pulled out of the window when I was thin enough to.
The gun is an immediate equalizer. I am blown away at the amount of body cam videos
that I see.
But I'm blown away at the amount of people that I see when the cops pull a gun. They go, oh, you going to shoot me now? It's like, wow, there's no fear in some people at all. So it's like, it's not even an equalizer anymore. That you pull a gun out, they're going to make you use it now at this point. You know what I mean? And that's white or black, man.
I agree with you, Dave. That's a very good point.
Yeah, man.
Very scary. All right, let's look at one last thing before we get out of here. This is a...
But what happened, though? They tased her?
They tased her. She got out of the car with a knife and was running full speed at a lady with a butcher knife.
But then what's wrong with the... Why the taser malfunctioned or something?
We don't know. You didn't see him? He was squeezing it. He kept sending the charge in.
They broke the other... I'm pretty sure when you electrocute
black people, they turn into superheroes.
Right.
They have a lot of electricity-based powers.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad she's dead.
So this is not a toy tonight, but this is... This is a couple that I thought was inspiring, and you don't see this every day. And let's take a look, Shannon. This is our first story, The Woman in Love.
I'm Taffy. This is my partner, Star. Haters want to know why she wants to be with me. People confuse me with being a child all the time. My height is 3'7".
I love Taffy despite her height.
Taffy? That comment.
The judgment we get.
It's my fault for having the internet.
Are you the kid? Or, ew, why she... dating a kid, or why would she want to date someone that looks like a kid? I don't care. She don't care. I love her.
Bro's throwing up gang signs 24/7.
I feel the most common about our relationship that people talk about is I'm trying to get your disability checks. It's a height difference, so I'm way too thick to be with you. Definitely that we're an odd couple.
It irritates me when people think I'm a child because... you see that I have piercing. You see that I have tattoos. Like, are you blind or are you not looking? What is it? Common sense, people. Common sense.
Pause. Rap name's Lil Red Lobster.
that is her song playing in the background, by the way. That beat was not an accident.
How's that? Hi, I'm Taffy.
This also...
Taffy is... Okay, first of all...
It's a great name.
Taffy's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah,
she absolutely. Looks chewed up.
She goes to Red Lobster, they put her back in the tank. I'm escaped.
I can't swim. No, because I'm deformed. Not the black thing.
Right, she's got rubber bands on her claws. Dude, I also love the fact that, like, she's a stud, which you guys know what studs are.
Yeah.
Like, but that's so... Even at that level, choosing to be that type of stud, because studs never choose to be upstanding men.
Yeah.
They choose to be the worst kind of guy.
There's never a stud with a pocket square.
No, never. I think Ellen was the only one. You know?
That's one of my favorite genres of video right now.
Studs?
They go, what's your stud name?
Oh, yeah.
What's your real name?
Yeah.
And she'll be like, what's your stud name? LaVon.
Yeah.
What's your real name? Jessica. All right, I think we have put in some time today. Shannon getting it right out on time, baby girl. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please support Dave Temple and Mike Racine. Watch No Need for Apologies. Watch Racine Time. See these guys out on the road. And thank you so much for your time. We'll see you this Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's